Agenda Paper 3, update on the topics which has been discussed at the board meeting, including the conceptual framework and the financial instrument. Now I would like to hand over to Helen and Michelle Fisher, who will start. Helen, are you going to start?
Yeah? Yes, I'm happy to. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes,
great.
Please.
Thank you. So this is a very brief update, just summarising progress relating to the conceptual framework. In the SMEG's February 2021 meeting, the staff shared a paper suggesting that Section 2 of the IFRS for SMEs standard should be aligned with the 2018 conceptual framework, while also maintaining the undue cost or effort exemption that currently appears in Section 2. SMEG members were generally supportive of this view, although some members expressed concerns about how inconsistencies with other sections of the IFRS for SMEs standard would be dealt with. And other members asked whether the board might consider offering simpler accounting options in specific cases rather than a general undue cost or effort exemption. One member suggested that an adapted version of the conceptual framework should be included in a separate document from the main IFRS for SMEs standard, and that consideration of this could be deferred to the next comprehensive review. So this went back to the board in May 2021, where the board discussed these issues, including points raised by SMEG members. And the board tentatively decided in three main areas. Firstly, that the exposure draft would propose aligning Section 2 of the standard with the 2018 conceptual framework, that it would add an override paragraph stating that if there is any conflict between specific requirements in the SME standard and the new Section 2, the specific requirement would take precedence, and also to retain the undue cost or effort exemption. The board also tentatively decided that after the body of the exposure draft has been written, the proposed new Section 2 will be reviewed overall for inconsistencies with the content of the rest of the exposure draft. So the next step for the staff will be to start drafting Section 2 based on the conceptual framework. And that's okay. My update.
Yeah, thank you, Helen. I wonder whether there are any comments from SMEG members and observers on the conceptual framework. Yeah, once again, if you would like to raise any comments, please use the raise your hand button. I think it seems there is no any comments from SME members. So that means the SME members are happy with the board's tentative decision. Thank you so much for your support. And then now let's move on to the next topic, financial instrument. Michelle Fisher, Michelle.
At its May meeting, the board also started discussing alignment with IFRS 9 for financial instruments. The board discussed question S3A in the request for information, which asked for feedback on supplementing the list of examples and conditions in section 11 with a principle for classifying financial assets based on their contractual cash flow characteristics. Now, overall feedback on the request for information supported including such a supplementary principle, and so did most SMEG members at our last meeting. Although there were some concerns, we should be careful not to add complexity to the standard. Now, after considering this feedback at its May meeting, the board has tentatively decided to propose amendment to supplement the examples in Section 11 with a principle for classifying financial assets based on whether contractual cash flows are solely payment of principal and interest. Now, we envisage that this principle would add clarity when financial assets are not in the examples in Section 11, rather than add any complexity. And we also think that most financial assets that are held by SMEs will be in the list of examples in Section 11. And so most SMEs will not be affected by this proposal, and so will not incur significant implementation costs. Now, we're planning to bring the other financial instrument questions in the request for information to the board starting from October. And those questions are on hedging, the fallback to IAS 39, impairment and issued financial guarantees. Now, specifically for impairment and financial guarantees, we would like to set up a financial instruments subgroup of SMIG members to help us understand the issues for SMEs and also provide advice as we develop our proposals. Now, we appreciate this is a specialist area, and so we're particularly interested in enlisting members to join the subgroup who have practical experience or expertise in the application of IFRS 9 expected loss model or accounting for issued financial guarantees. So therefore, in the coming days, we'll circulate an email to all SMIG members asking you if you would like to join this subgroup. Do any SMIG members have any comments or any questions?
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle. As Michelle said, that the board has made a decision in relation to alignment on the classification of financial assets, only that part, but there are some things still remaining, for example, hedging, financial guarantee, particularly impairment part, that is quite controversial, and SMIG members, also stakeholders, had different views how to align those parts. So actually, two area whether SMIG members do you have any comments on the decision the board has made in relation to the classification of financial assets. Second, do you have any comments on the staff's proposal to set up a subgroup of SMIG members to work on impairment part and other financial guarantee parts of the financial instrument area. And I wonder whether SMIG members do have any comments on the board's tentative decision and the proposal. Okay. Reinhardt, please.
Yeah, just a question. Yeah. The subgroup on impairment and financial instruments would then report back to the SMIC in its entirety, or how would that work?
I think the suggestion would be that the SMIC would be involved in the usual way, and that we would just involve the subgroup at an earlier level to help us develop the proposals, but we'd still seek SMIC members' advice on the general proposals once they're proposed.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions and comments? If no, I suppose that the SMIG members also agree with the board's tentative decision on the classification of financial assets, also agree with staff's proposal to set up a subgroup to working on some financial instruments areas. Thank you for your support. And as Michelle Fisher said, that we are going to circulate a letter to you to ask you to participate in that subgroup, and we can work on some solutions for future discussion among the SMIG members. Thank you so much. With that, I think we move very efficiently and quickly. Thank you for your support.